The Iroquois Indian Museum in Howes Cave, New York, is celebrating its 35th anniversary and has many exciting and educational events going on this season, including artist demonstrations, a fall exhibition, a soldier's heart, a sister's hands, Haudenosaunee Women's Veterans Iroquois Storytelling, and the Iroquois Festival on Labor Day weekend. They'll be hosting a party July 9th to celebrate 35 years with vendors, live music, children's activities, silent auction, and more. Here to tell us more, we welcome Dr. Christina Hanks, founding director of the museum, and Stephanie Schultes, who is the current director. Thank you both for being here. What a pleasure to have you both on the program.
It's great to be here.
Thank you very much. So let us talk a little bit about the anniversary, and Christina, we'll begin with you as the founding director of the museum. I assume, like most people, when we come up on anniversaries, you think, well, how did that happen? How did we get to 35 years so quickly?
Well, it is. It's gone very, very quickly. But 35 years ago, I was sitting in the kitchen of Stan Hill and Alma, and they are fantastic artists. Stan's well known for his antler carving. And they said to me, Chris, we need a museum that features our contemporary artwork. And that's how it all started. It was a grassroots thing that started in Schoharie County at the old stone fort. And here we are 35 years later, and we're in our own museum building that looks like a longhouse.
Yes.
And on Caverns Road near Howe Caverns. And we're really proud that we've had so many people working with us, giving their time, lots of volunteers, and we are what we are today, is this great museum that focuses on contemporary Iroquois culture.
In having been there and having you bring me around, give us a sense of what you want to include in telling that the story. And I assume, like the ever evolve, you want to change that story from time to time.
Well, one of the big things about telling our story is that we're using the artwork produced by Iroquois people. So they're the ones who are saying what's important. What do they want people to know about them? Because Iroquois, live in a modern society, but they hold on. They have traditions which I feel and they feel are important to our lives today, whether they have to do with conservation efforts, whether it has to do with how you should view the future, what decisions you should make for the future. So that's what we try to do, is using the artwork of today, the craft work. We even consider a stone tool made 10,000 years ago a piece of art. Because if you look at it and you look at the craftsmanship of it, these are beautiful objects, and they were useful, and they tell a story.
So in telling that story, and as director of the museum, that's an ongoing mission to tell that story and to tell that story in a way that is accessible and is accurate.
Yes, it is. And so every year we have different contemporary exhibits that we mount in our gallery. We also have archaeology exhibits that change as new finds are being discovered. We have historical exhibits, and we have various events where we bring Iroquois artists into the museum to demonstrate basket making or beadworking.
And in that, you find that the people who typically will come to the museum and what they're looking for. Tell us a little bit about the demographics and what you know about the people who come to the museum.
It's often families. It's families. It could be people in the sort of middle age range who are interested in a different culture, interested in Native Americans. Often families want to teach the kids a little more than maybe they might have learned in school. Often you learn the history in school, but you don't learn who the Iroquois people are today. So they get to come. They get to meet an Iroquois person, find out that we're similar in many, many ways, but also have differences. And it creates friendships and long-term understanding that you couldn't get without being able to meet the person.
And then sometimes, like we had 2 years ago, we had an exhibition on tattooing. And so those, people who were interested in tattooing or have tattoos came to see, well, what are Iroquois doing? What tattoos do they have on their body? Or, a few years back, we had something on performing arts, on on people who Iroquois who are in the movies, on Iroquois in baseball.
Iroquois in baseball, that's right.
So.
And yes, I remember that Iroquois in baseball exhibit. So that is, and that allows you to bring it into our contemporary culture, bring it into so that it makes sense for for all of us. I do want to take just a moment out of our conversation for breaking news, which is FBI Director James Comey says that the FBI will not recommend criminal charges in its investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server while Secretary of State. Comey made the announcement Tuesday, 3 days after FBI agents interviewed Clinton in a final step of its investigation. The Justice Department has been looking into whether anyone mishandled classified information that flowed through Clinton's email server. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said last week that she would accept the recommendations of Comey and of career prosecutors. Although Comey's announcement removes the threat of criminal charges, it is unlikely to eliminate concerns about Clinton's trustworthiness, and it is almost certainly will not stop Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump from continuing to make the server a campaign issue. But again, the news coming out of Washington this morning and this hour, FBI Director James Comey says that the FBI will not recommend criminal charges in its investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server while Secretary of State. We will continue on with the roundtable, but we will have much more on this story coming up on Midday Magazine with Brian Shields at noon today. Thank you very much for letting me interrupt real quick and to bring people up to date on what is going on in the world. So let's talk about how you're going to be celebrating a big party on Saturday.
Absolutely. We're very excited. It's a free admission, so everybody come on out and enjoy the day. It's from 1 to 8 on Saturday. We have Iroquois dancers. We have storytellers. We have a number of local vendors who are setting up and giving samples out and selling their goods. We have Iroquois artists doing some demonstrations. We have the museum itself, which will be open. Wildlife exhibits, a great silent auction with some really good stuff, some JetBlue airline tickets and nights at bed and breakfasts and gift baskets. So you can really enjoy the afternoon.
Good stuff. And as far as the overall, when you look at 35 years, and I assume you do this with almost every anniversary, but you think, okay, well, how can we continue? How can we go on? What will we do to continue our mission, to improve our mission? And when you think of that now, where do your thoughts lie?
I think one of the things we think is important is to continue to bring more younger people in. Mm-hmm. Because, unfortunately, there is a stereotype out there about Native Americans. And, even though we've been on 35 years, we've been working on this. We feel that more work needs to be done so people do understand how important Native Americans, how important the Iroquois are a part of our history. So I think as we look to the future, we're trying to do a lot more with young people. You know, we get grants in from the New York State Council on the Arts, National Endowment for the Arts, and those grants help us to bring young people through schools, through programs to the museum. And so for us, in one way, when we started the museum, our focus was on education. And on the other focus was to get people to see the fantastic, aesthetically beautiful work that Iroquois people are creating today and letting them tell their story as opposed to we telling it. The art tells their story.
We're talking about the party that takes place July 9th and how you can find out more information, which is iroquoismuseum.org, iroquoismuseum.org. And the party taking place on Saturday. And just in the moment that we have left, just also tell us about the fall exhibition.
That is, we're focusing on Iroquois women veterans and asking them to create artwork that makes a comment about how they feel about their time in the service and what effect it had on them. And it should be very interesting. It's a new idea. We're coming up with new ideas all the time, and hopefully they'll embrace the idea, and we'll get a good showing.
And that'll be taking place this fall. But again, a lot to celebrate. July 9th, the 35th anniversary of the museum. There will be vendors, live music, children's activities, a silent auction, and much more. It all takes place on Saturday at the Iroquois Indian Museum in Howes Cave, New York. You can find out more information by going to iroquoismuseum.org, iroquoismuseum.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. Dr. Christina Hanks and Stephanie Schultes, thank you so much for being with us, and best of luck in your celebration as well as the rest of the very exciting anniversary year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for asking us to come in. It was wonderful.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.